AM 1300 KGLO. We've been able to say that with Dewey Kruger for how many years today, Dewey? It's got to be 38 years. My goodness. Morning, Dewey Kruger with me. Good morning. I'm missing you. Are you there? Hello? Hello, Dewey? Hello, Dewey? Hello? Yeah, we lost connection. Hello, Dewey, is that you?
This is Dewey.
Oh, we got you there on that line. Okay, Dewey, good to have you on board with us.
Well, good to be on board.
Yeah, 38 years, isn't that something else? Wow.
Well, November 2nd was 38.
Oh, man.
And would you believe 38 years ago today was my first Thursday morning on KGLO.
Isn't that
with
something?
Alan Bob.
Wow.
We opened up November 2nd, and in October I called the station and to see if I could get on that Alan Bob show, Al Hines, Bob Brown,
yeah.
Who you knew well, and we did. Anyway, everything was full on that Alan Bob show, and I think that was 8:30 to 9, wasn't it?
Or
8 to 9?
It was like 8:30 to 9:45 or so, something like that. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so whoever the lady was, the young lady was my sales rep up here, said, tell you what, she said, once in a while we have somebody in December we'll cancel out, end their contract and not renew. So she said, I'll put you down. Well, she called me about the 20th of December, as I remember, and she said, Dewey, I've got a spot on Thursday morning. I said, I'll take it. There was not any question. So anyway, today is in fact, today is two anniversaries, Tim.
Oh, yeah. What else?
Today is of course, my 38th anniversary. Every Thursday morning for 38 years on KGLO. But it's also my 54th anniversary of being in the piano and organ business.
Oh, wow.
I went to work as a keyboard manager for Carlton Stewart Music January 2nd. 1966, when I was 12 years old. I overheard you and Jesse this morning a little while ago. You were talking, oh, we'll be talking to Dewey Kruger. And Jesse piped up and said, well, I wonder what Dewey will be selling today. And it reminded me, do you remember the old show Green Acres?
Oh, yeah.
And you remember Mr. Haney had the old Model A truck?
Oh, I do, absolutely.
And he was always trying to peddle something to Mr. Douglas. And Pat Buttram was his name, and I think he was Gene Autry's sidekick in the old Western movies. Pat Buttram was. Anyway, I'll never forget the one he pulled up with his old truck, and Mr. Douglas came out of the cabin, and he said, Mr. Haney, what are you selling today? And he said, Mr. Douglas, I'm having a June white sale. Douglas said, well, how can you have a June white sale? This is October. And he says, I'm selling everything that belonged to June white. It hit me so funny, you know, I never forgot it. I thought it was one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life. And when I see the sale bills come up over here at the Corner Post restaurant on the corner here, and I always think... Some little old lady has passed on, and they're selling all her stuff, and I think of Mr. Haney, and I'm selling everything that belonged to June White.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look at
Oh, my. We've got all kinds of goings on. We're going to be, I'll tell you more about that maybe in next week, but the good folks at Music Man Square, we're going to be providing a couple of new instruments down there. I'll tell you more about it probably next week. This is as a result of a grant, and we've been working on this for a couple of years, I guess, at least 2 years, in fact. Anyway, I was informed Monday, I think, this is happening. So our congrats, and we're so excited about that. We want Music Man Square to continue to be what it's been and keep the visitors coming.
You bet.
But... we also have First Covenant Church in Mason City. their new Roger should be shipped today, if what they told me last Monday is correct. And so probably week after next, we'll be installing that new instrument for those folks, and congrats to them. And, of course, Gowrie, Zion Lutheran Church in Gowrie, we got that new instrument in a week and a half before Christmas, and talked to the pastor the other day, and he said, oh, they made a joyful noise at Christmas. So good for them, of course. We also have, and we'll announce that, I should be getting the purchase order. We've got a school in southern Minnesota that built a new fine arts center, and they're going to be purchasing a new 7-foot semi-concert grand kawai for this new fine arts center. And we'll tell you more about that next week, Tim. Well, anyway, I'm celebrating anniversaries, and you have a good day, and get CBS in here so we know what's going on worldwide.
We'll do that.
Have a good one, Tim. Talk to you next week on the radio.
I sure will. Thanks, Dewey, and have a great day.
I plan to, and you have a good one. We'll bye-bye.
Take care. Dewey Kruger with us from Dewey Kruger Music. He's located right there in downtown Northwood. Please stop in and say hello to him, will you please? And congratulate him.